Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sambi HaKashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding what Metzia Daf Yudalit. The Gemara Amud Bei says, the one is considered to be a chazokah, that a person purchased the land and he can't change his mind. Says the Gemara, Mechidai Shamatzri, as he walks the borders of the field. Rashi seems to say, that's the chazokah, that's his koinet. Tosfos says, no, that's not the kinyan, but that's the smichus das. A person has the reliance, he's coined in this field when walking around it. The Kliyokar in Pasha's Lech Lecha says the following idea. It says by Avraham Avinu, in one hand it says that Avraham Avinu, he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, look at this land. And you look all around, and I'm giving it to you. And on the other hand, it says, it says you should go around the land. So did Avraham Avinu receive Eretz Yisrael by seeing it? Or he received Eretz Yisrael by walking it? In addition, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Avraham Avinu the land when he's going to see it, it says, I'm giving it to you and to your children. But when it says, it says, it doesn't mention the children. So says the Kliyagra, big Yisrael, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, there's two parts. There's one part of Eretz Yisrael, which is the spiritual part of Eretz Yisrael, the Ruchnius part. And that's what we have Beis Hamikdash, and that's what we have the Gdusha. And then there's another part of Eretz Yisrael, which is the actual physical part of Eretz Yisrael. The actual kinyan that you have in the land. Says the Rechaim, Avraham Avinu got both kinyonim. The kinyan of Ruchnius, that you don't have to walk the land, just seeing it, connecting through Re'io, you have the kinyan of Ruchni. And that's something Avraham Avinu was koinah right away, and he was koinah for him and for his children, for all generations. But then the kinyan of Gashmi, the kinyan of actually the physical land, that Avraham Avinu did by walking the land, as the Gemara says over here, Daya Shamatzri. You walk the land, and that's he was koinah, that's he acquired Eretz Yisrael. And that works only for himself, not for his children. Now, why that works only for him and not for his children? So Rechaim says, because the children have a condition. They have to keep the mitzvahs. According to Tosfos in the sugya, it's very gishmak, because Dai Shamatzri is not a full kinyan. It's just a Gemir's Das. So it could be that that's why, by Avraham Avinu, he had the Gemir's Das to get it, but his children still have to conquer it. Now, these two points of Eretz Yisrael that the Kliyokar mentions, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar mentions that in Parshas Ekev. Because in Parshas Ekev, we have two psukim speak about Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of the parasha, we have the psukim describing Eretz Yisrael and says, because ki Hashem lekecho miviachol eretz toivo, good land, eretz achalim mayim ayanois utel mois oitzim babiko bahar. There's water flowing everywhere. Eretz chito soiro gefen teina verimoin, eretz zeis shemun dvash. It speaks about the shiva saminim shnishtapcha meretz Yisrael, and it goes on to speak about all the physical attributes of Eretz Yisrael. And then later in the parasha it says, "Ki Eretz Yisrael bo shomer l'rishto like Eretz Mitzrayim." This Eretz Yisrael is different than Eretz Mitzrayim. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Eretz Hashem Elokecha doyvish oiso tomi dine Hashem Elokecha bo mireishis hashana v'adachris shana." The eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu are in this land from beginning of the year to the end of the year. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the first part of the parasha speaks about the physical attributes of Eretz Yisrael, the ma'ila hagashmis. And the other part of the parasha speaks about the ruchni part of Eretz Yisrael. And these are the two nekudas that Kliyokar speaks about regarding the Yerusha of Avraham Avinu. Another nekuda regarding Dai Shemitzri is brought down in the Noam Elimelech in Parasha Shmois. The Noam Elimelech there says, Barichus, that a person has two nekudas he should work on. One is his connection to the Elyonim, is how when he does Torah and mitzvahs, he brings a shpa to the Elyonim, to Kivyachok, towards Shemaim. And then there is his koyach towards the Tachtonim, how he influences this lower world. And he says, the shaykhis that you have to Elamas Elyonim is in order for that void of a yid to be mashpia above. The shaykhis that you have to Tachtonim is, if not, what is the neshama doing in this world? It's supposed to have connection to this lower world. The ikar avoid of a yid is to perfect these two connections. Says the Noam Elimelech, that's what it means, Dayish Amatzri. You have a land, that's the Yid himself. But he needs to work on the Matzri, on the borders, on how what he's doing is connecting to the border of the world above and to the border of the world below. He says that's what it means, Dayish. Then he gets used to it. It becomes part of his habits. Then he connects to Olamos Elyonim and Olamos Tachtonim. That's the remez. When is a chazaka? When did a person accomplish what he needs in the world? When he gets used to connecting the world to the world above and the world below. All the Ma'ariv Mekoymis are in the attached source sheet. It's kedai to see it inside. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.